Hi, my name is Allison Henchy from the group Shake and Bake, and I will be discussing the opinion topic. Before I read this, I thought that, you know, people can have their own opinions without, you know, maybe looking too far into the subject, but now that I read this, I see that opinions are important things to have facts backed up about them, or else basically, you just look like a fool if you state an opinion and then somebody has actual evidence to back it up. I also know now that you need definite information and you need to gather as much information on your topic as possible before just going around to everyone and blasting out your own opinion about something that you have no idea what the subject is on. It's also important to look at both sides of an opinion in order to see maybe what the other side of the argument is, so then you could be even more ready for someone who would challenge your opinion, so you could challenge them back and have an argumentative way of looking at your opinion, and then you have definite facts to back it up, and the other person may just be astonished because you know what you're talking about, but they obviously don't. I also learned that if you formulate an opinion and then somebody proves you wrong, that it is in your best interest probably to disregard your opinion or modify it based on what you've just found out, that you are wrong, but you can take that and you'll adjust your opinion to fit that. I also learned that all opinions will be changed and can be changed. Throughout the course of your life, a person experiences different things that impact their life, so their views and opinions on different things will also change. Physics is the fundamental science. Without physics, basically there would be no science. And they deal with the most, physics deals with the most basic concepts in science. And from physics, then there's chemistry and biology, and then biology and psychology, and then sociology. So it's the fundamental science of all of those, and without physics, we would never have any of those other sciences. And to know how to problem solve is a very important thing. I'm working with another person to solve a problem. You have to understand one another and know where they stand, and if they were to give their opinion or show you how to do a certain problem, that you would understand their views and where they're coming from. It is also very important to know what your partner is thinking and to be able to understand each other, because when they draw pictures to help try to make you understand what they're thinking, then you have to be on the same page with them and be able to ask questions about their diagramming. And watching a person draw a picture to help you see what they do is great, because you can see what they're thinking, what they're thinking about the problem and how to solve the problem. Now I know when somebody tells me their opinion and it's on a subject that I know about and I have researched and done extensive things on, and I just know everything about it. Next time I'll call the person out on it, and I will definitely say, you are wrong about your opinion. Well, maybe not wrong, but, you know, they basically haven't researched their opinion, so what they're saying, they know nothing about. And hopefully then after I call them out, maybe they'll feel embarrassed, so they might go and research the subject and then come back to me with their opinion after it is researched, and they can actually argue about it or talk about it with me.